The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Airports and airlines up in arms over what's happening in France. Unsurprisingly, the airline most up in arms is Ryanair. Once again, European families are held to ransom by French air traffic controllers going on strike. It is not acceptable that overflights over French airspace en route to their destination are being cancelled and delayed as a result of yet another French ATC strike. That's Michael O'Leary. 16 flights, I think, so far to and from Dublin Airport have been spiked thanks to the French air traffic controller strike. With me is Owen Corry, travel journalist. That's 16 flights today and tomorrow, Owen, is that right?
No, 16 today. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because today went out of control. It got very ugly very fast. Ryanair anticipated 170 cancellations. As of half an hour ago, they have 468. Things far worse than they started out for today. The summers, the evenings get long and the French air traffic control go on strike. It's been the story of modern times, Kieran.
What's the impact of the French traffic controllers going on strike? Because I assume that impacts not just people going to France, but people flying over France.
That's the big bugbear, with particularly with Ryanair, because, for instance, one of our 8 rotations, we lost flights to Charles de Gaulle with Aer Lingus and with Air France to Orly with Transavia. And we lost a couple of provincial flights as well with Ryanair, but also Murcia, nothing to do with France, but the overflight, the complications caused by the overflights meant that it cancelled Murcia. You cannot overfly French airspace when the French air traffic controller on strike, or the number of overflights has to be reduced. The way it really works is by percentages. And France have called, or Ryanair have called on Brussels to overrule the French and say, let the neighbouring countries take control of the airspace if you guys can't. And that is really what happens over flights in places like Spain, Italy, Greece, when similar things happen. But obviously France is much more important for overflights, particularly with our geographical location.
And I assume then there is a knock-on impact because aircraft that should be in one base or one destination aren't there, and you then have to do ferry flights or change around your entire schedule. So it isn't just the direct flight that's impacted that can't overfly or fly to the destination. It has a domino effect.
Very much. And Ryanair are particularly vulnerable to that. The Ryanair aircraft, like Saturday's Child, works hard for a living. It takes off and lands 6 times a day. So when you lose, or when you put in, have to go fly around, let's say to Malaga, fly around France, it has impact on all the other jobs that are on the task list for that aircraft during the day. And hence you get cancellations in places which have nothing to do with France. Big, big drama. There's no real solution to it, because it would take some political will by a French government. And they're making sort of strong arm statements today. They're not going to give way to this. But it would take some sort of very strong political will in Paris to take on the entire trade union movement should they accede to Brussels allowing overflights. It's not an easy solution. And it does look like this will rumble on. They'll pick the busiest days, Thursday, Fridays, when the schools are breaking up in different jurisdictions across Europe. Last week was obviously our big one, because our primary schools had broken up, but the highest levels of traffic are going to be over July and August. And that is when the French air traffic control are going to strike. It's complicated. The issue isn't very big, Kieran. It's something to do with digital recognition, facial recognition for people logging on and off work. It sounds very trivial, but you've got to remember there are 3 competing air traffic control unions in France. The 2 smaller ones are the ones that went on strike today. The larger one didn't. And hence the directive comes from the French Civil Aviation Authority, the DGAC, to reduce a certain percentage of flights. They asked for 25% of flights in Paris. They asked for 50% of flights in Nice and 30% in Marseille to be cancelled. But they're looking for more tomorrow. So this is going to run on.
And impact hundreds, thousands of passengers?
We've lost, we looked like we'd lose 1,600 flights today. It ended up at 1,500. As I say, about half an hour ago. It could be a little bit more before later on tonight. I would think we'd be looking at something the same impact tomorrow. And there, as you say, there may be knock on from Thursday to Friday. Also got to remember, aviation is good at recovery and they're getting plenty of practice at it from the French air traffic control over the years. But it is a major headache, and it's a major headache for passengers.
But you said 1,600 flights. Is that what you said?
Cancelled.
And each one of those aircraft, one assumes, carries, what, minimum of 100, maybe more? So that's, we're talking tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of passengers impacted.
You're dealing with 180 on an aircraft. The standard workhorses of the skies over Europe are the Airbus A320 and the Boeing 737-800. One very familiar from Aer Lingus, with the other very familiar from Ryanair. Air France are the target here. Let's face it, they're the ones that make French citizens and French governments it up when Air France are targeted. Their policy during the day has been to protect their long-haul flights and try and get people to and from Paris on the long-haul. They're the ones they didn't cancel. It does leave problems then with the people from Dublin trying to get their short-haul connection home or their short-haul connection out this morning. But they will work around it, and they'll get people going in the coming days.
But it does seem extraordinary that for something ostensibly as simple as a dispute over whether or not you log in with facial recognition to work, that we have had in a single day probably more than 200,000 people impacted across the continent.
And that's the way it's going to continue, because it's tag team. They compete. The three unions will compete on militancy. They compete for membership. And the larger one, the one which has about 40% of the members, two of them have 16% members. They're the two that went out. But when one of them gets a deal, the other one says, well, we'll get a better deal. So we'll go and strike and compete, tries to pull members off each other. It's an ongoing situation, which the actual relevance of the dispute and the issue becomes less and less with each strike, because the competition is a much bigger game. And France's very strong history of strong unions and legislation which gives strength and immunity to the unions and leaves people like the airlines paying out the money, cost them fortune. And that goes back on our airline tickets. That's not sort of something can be grabbed out of the air. And there's no recourse for the airlines. That's why Airlines for Europe, and of course Michael O'Leary being one of the more vociferous members of Airlines for Europe, he has a way with words of articulating very, very strong feelings that I notice some of the other airlines are beginning to copy or to come up with. A lot of anger tonight among airlines, and a lot of anger among passengers as well.
And usual rules apply. If you have concerns, if you think you're either going to a French destination or overflying France, check with your airline.
Yeah, that's always the advice, and it makes me laugh a little bit. It's very hard to check with an airline. They're not great at answering the phone. They're not great at replying to anything. But on the other side, the technology is awesome, Kieran. The technology will come through on your phone. They have all your details. You'll get the little ping, particularly if you're on the app, the Ryanair app, the Aer Lingus app, the Air France app, and the Transavia app. You'll get a little ping saying, this is your new flight, and this is your new destination. It operates very quickly and very efficiently. If you have a query, then there is a negotiation with the airline if there's another flight that you need. Very important, flight disruption insurance is not part of your standard common or garden travel insurance, the one we all have for annual cover. It costs 6 to 10 euro more. It's really worth happening. We're having, because of things like Storm Eowyn in January or weather events, Chicago O'Hare gets shut down 2 or 3 times a winter. It's pretty normal for aviation to have to put up with weather events, strikes. I mean, for instance, there's another strike tomorrow which isn't getting any publicity, and it's cancelled the Helsinki flight tomorrow from Finland, because Helsinki Airport is grumpy. There's a bit of grumpiness in some of the Italian airports as well. We're going to look at a summer of strikes. I'm just looking at the board here, or the online board here. We've lost 8 rotations, 16 flights for Dublin again tomorrow, and that could possibly go up. But okay, One thing I would say is make sure you flight disruption on your travel insurance policy, because there are knock-on effects with car hire, hotels you've paid for, all of those sort of things that really you need some sort of cover for.
Owen, thank you very much. That is Owen Curry, travel journalist. And Owen was saying there can be some difficulty getting information from your airline. If your airline happens to be Ryanair and you want information from them, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, 53106 may be useful, because Michael O'Leary is going to be on with Shane and Kira. So if there is anything that you wish to put to Michael O'Leary, 53106 tomorrow morning, that's 8 a.m.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.